I'm going to introduce Barbara. And Barbara, if you're there, speak up. Is she there?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, Barbara. Barbara's going
yes,
to...
Yes, I am here.
Oh, good.
I just unmuted. You bet.
Barbara's going to introduce our class, and she will be hosting here for about 10 or 15 minutes. So, Barbara, go ahead.
Okay. Tonight, we are honored to hear from Archangel Michael, Mighty Victory, and Master Moria as they encourage us during this challenging time. Remember, you raised your hand and volunteered before you were born to come here at this time to help usher in the Golden Crystal Age. This requires our discipline, constancy, and love. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, and to ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had, and give us prayer requests for you, your family and friends, or join us in prayer. Our mission and vision. I will read it. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. And now if you'll look at your invitation that you received either online or your physical one that you received in the mail, let us give together the prayer and invocation for this class. It's on the back side of your physical invitation and it's in your email that you received. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to Archangel Michael, Mighty Victory, and El Moria, thanking you for your love and guidance as we share your thoughts and words to us tonight. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and His plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions, for protecting our class physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. And now we're going to sing together the song that's on the back of your invitation, One All One. It's song number 56 in the Heart Center Songbook, if you have one, or it's on your invitation. We are singing a love song to our I Am Presence. So as you sing it, keep in mind that you are singing your love to your higher self, your God self who helps you daily all the way to your ascension. So from now on, when you talk to yourself, make sure it's your higher self, your I Am Presence, your God self with you 24/7. So go ahead and play the song, please, Philip.
Dearest I Am Presence bright, source of all God's radiant light, always here within me, ever do I love thee. My devotion rises sure to your heart sublime and pure. Know my love adoring in this blissful sea. One alone to be my own, merging now in holy communion, one to be eternal. darling. My only goal and dream are union. At your call, I give my all, rising in purest light within you. Now I know transcendence here below, for we are one, all one. Twin flames merging in the light, my beloved glowing bright, alchemy of fusion in our holy union. Ever will this sacred grace we've created bless this place. Know my love forever, dearest holy one. One alone to be my own, I alone to know your caresses, one to be eternally the one my worshiping heart possesses. At your call I give my all my life and all my love enduring. This will be a magic world for me, for we are one, all one.
Wonderful. Okay, take it away, Donna.
Thank you, Barbara. Tonight, I do want to mention for many people who have asked me that there is a way now to hear the replay, and we'll mention it now. I'm going to have Philip explain to you a little bit about how to hear it by phone. For a good while, we have not been able to hear the replay on your telephone. You would have to go online to hear it. So here is the telephone way. Philip?
Okay, now we got everything up and running. Basically, you would call a telephone number that you would normally call for rewired for the Heart Center. And then when you do that, then you dial an extension number. The extension number for the replays is going to be in a following format. It's going to be the two-digit year and two-digit for the month. We do have August and September uploaded, so you can dial one of those numbers and dial 2009 or 2008 to hear the last two replays. We're going to only have three replays up there at a time. Once this class is finished, within about a few days, you'll be able to dial 2010 to hear replay of this class. If you want the numbers and all that, then you can give Donna a call and she'll have the numbers, or give Barbara a call. We have the numbers that you can use, which is the telephone number you typically call for listening to the broadcast, like 101 or 102. Those are the same numbers you're going to be able to use, but instead of 101, you will dial extension 2008 for August and 2009 for September, and within a week you'll be able to dial 2010 for this class.
And I will be writing up a little explanation of this that we will send out with our next letter for our November class. And I might mention right now that our November class will be the day after Thanksgiving. I think that's the 27th. And our December class, it just happens that there are five Thursdays in December. So the December class will be the very last day of December. And that is actually New Year's Eve. So any of you that would like to celebrate with the Masters, instead of going out and doing the town on New Year's Eve, feel free to join us on the last Thursday, the last day of December this year. Thank you. And now you're going to hear from three wonderful masters. First of all, you will hear from Archangel Michael. Then you will be hearing from excuse me. Then you will be hearing from Victory, Mighty Victory. And then you, last of all, you'll hear from El Moria. Now, Victory and El Moria were just playing the last parts of their heart streams, but you will hear all of Archangel Michael's. They are very encouraging. Michael wants to really emphasize that we need to believe in the reality of our prayers. This is important. Believe in what you're praying. So many people will pray something and then go right out and worry about it. They don't really believe it. So with that, I will let Philip start the recording.
I, Michael, hear your calls. I am with you, sons and daughters of God. I am at your beck and call, now and always. When, through attunement with your own God presence, with the God light within you, you ascend in consciousness, both to communicate with my legions and me, and with your own God reality. Thank you for these calls, for they are indeed now being answered by our legions. And in each and every situation that you have named, 1,000 legions are sent forth to perform acts in accord with God's will, directing light, enveloping souls in cosmic radiance, blessedness, and joy, even healing light, that they may make progress on their own path toward godliness and perfection, and so that this earth may indeed become Freedom Star, heaven descending upon earth tangibly in your midst. Through your heart's fire and love this day, we will continue as you make calls throughout the day to perform what some would see as miraculous manifestations in your world. You may even invoke our presence, dearest hearts, into the seemingly smallest details of your life where you require help and assistance. For often it is in these situations that you require the greatest of heaven's aids.
The first question we have tonight is, why do we know that heaven is going to descend on earth and that life here on this planet will be as it is in heaven? And as we just heard Archangel Michael say, so that this earth may indeed become Freedom Star, heaven descending upon earth, tangibly in your midst. So, Donna, I'm calling on Donna Dregan for this, who you have all met by now. And Donna, I'm going to let you answer this question.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
In our Lord's Prayer, it says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And in Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Without vision, the people perish." We can make our calls because we know the call compels the answer. And we have many masters and angels and Elohim, more all the time, coming to our help from different galaxies. We need to visualize what we want to happen. The golden crystal age, world working together, people loving each other, no hate, no riots, harmony in this country, no war. Little by little, it will happen. We need leaders that can do this. Within the past 2 weeks, have seen the beginning of countries working together that we didn't think we would be seeing. And we can really see the possibility of one day this could happen with all countries working together, no more war. Prayer back in school. It can be silent prayer for all. Honoring our country, pledge of allegiance, honor our flag, teach our children. The body is the temple of God. Respect for all life, truthfulness. Each meditation in schools. Stop radical indoctrination in schools. Bring back the very old ways of healing techniques. I mean, long, long ago techniques that that we don't even know about. This was coming about again. Teach about angels. In fact, we have a new book coming in a month. Angels, Angels, Angels by David Lewis. Stop abortion. Send love to our earth. Now, just November 14th, we had a brand new master come from a different galaxy. His name is Zora. In fact, you can check on our heart streams on our homepage and find and listen to him. Zora said during the Healing Light Retreat on the November the 14th that he came with great light. And he speaks to us about healing our country, ourselves. He comes from another galaxy, as I said, and he sends zeros. His name is Z-O-R-A-H, Zora. And we've heard that before. But it's really a Zora. Rays into the action, into the world, telling all of an angel of Zora. For he says that you can call upon an angel of Zora, of his, for a key to unlock the door to what we require. Evil will be no more, and all will be light. And also, we have the new blue to work with, a new current of energy signifying the occurrence of a great shift. The new blue ray descends from Alpha and Omega, the Father Mother of our universe, that pulses out to us from the God star Sirius. New blue is the first and the highest frequencies being introduced to the earth and to the entire solar system. Announced by El Moria in his heart stream of January 11, 2007, this new energy is ushering us into an age of illumination, enlightenment, compassion, and freedom. An age when the mother light is activated in the earth and in mankind. The new ray, blue ray, is sealed with frequencies that are ever-changing, demonstrating our requirements to be adaptable in order to flow with the winds of the Holy Spirit. To fully understand the new blue, we move from a sense of duality and enter what the masters have called a unified field of beingness in God that is beyond doctrine, dogma, and man-made laws. The new blue ray is the new law of life. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. That was great. So we see that heaven is coming. It's very slow, but there are signs all over. Some people won't be able to tolerate the light, but as you grow, you will definitely embrace and absorb it. So now we will go on.
For you are precious in our sight. We desire to see none lost. And yet your consciousness, your energy field, secured in the blue fire radiance of our bands, is necessary for holding that harmonic frequency and balance for the earth in this hour. Do not allow your consciousness to descend below the level of the Christ if you can. Maintain a state of inner peace and outer harmony. Know that you are clothed in light always, that God is inside of you, around you, all about your being. When you have this cosmic intent first and foremost in your awareness, you cannot fail. You shall always prevail in that light of God that sings throughout your day songs of joy and praise, that allows there to be all manner of transcendent manifestations occurring within even those sacred moments when you are still and simply being in your presence, in nature, in your kitchens and homes, and your living rooms and offices. Dearest ones, it is a time for deep introspection and prayer, the type of sacrifice wherein, because you have consecrated your life and your day to God, God will use you as an instrument for planetary harmony, peace, and progress.
Our second question is, how do we maintain a state of inner peace and harmony during this shift? The current astrology with both personal and planetary challenges occurring. How have or how are you planning to do this? And I'm going to let Sharon share with us what she knows about this victory we require at this time. Sharon, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Donna.
Great.
Okay, so keep that blue fire with all of its virtues in your aura 24/7. Faith, God's will, perfection, protection. Watch the diet and watch your sleep habits. You have to keep your strength up. I turn off the news, even alternative news, and keep the TV off most of the time. This allows me to hear and think, to just be with myself. I meditate and contemplate constantly. I do not engage in excess chatter. And my prayers are conversations with God. And I do believe and know that answers are coming sometimes instantaneously. I call for understanding and clarity, but above all else, I believe that God's will is being manifest even through those interesting opportunities that we might call karma. I'd like to share. Years ago, during the shelter cycle in a previous dispensation, I joined with some others in the area, and we constructed a safe space in case of an emergency. The travel time to this place took over a half an hour to reach, and even though I was a speedster on the road, I still am, the fear from others was so tangible and infectious that I was caught up in, oh God, what if I don't make it? What if? And, you know, I just got so stressed out just thinking about not surviving. And that is not being faith-based. I am not by nature a hysterical person, and I was feeling distressed. I sat with myself and I spoke to God. What if? Well, what was the worst case scenario? All goes wrong, so I make my ascension early, or at least get to pray my way to the higher realms of light and wait for another embodiment, maybe a better one. I contemplated all of this, and I just started relaxing because what's going to be, it's going to be. The will of God has to manifest, and I have to believe that. So, you know, why pray if we don't believe in what we're praying for? That's how I thrive. That's how I manifest my harmony. And I would just say now, believe, have faith, pray now, pray hard, and bathe yourself in light. Let go of the fear and be at peace in God's love always. Thank you, Donna.
Sharon, that was great. Appreciate that so much. I remember that shelter cycle. Everybody was afraid. They had to deal with that. Philip?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I come on this, my feast day, to envelop prayer warriors, the blue army of God upon earth throughout this planet, to empower them to maintain their vigil, which is essential for the victory, to enlighten them through the higher frequencies of God consciousness that will assist them in knowing that truth, the truth that shall indeed set them free, and to inspire them through the love of the Holy Spirit that descends in sacred moments when the love of God is a tangible reality. And when through that love they can tap into all the essentials of life that will bring them that knowledge, that wisdom, that understanding of the Almighty glorified within them each hour of the day. The words of your prayers are realities when you empower them with joy and with the electricity and the dynamism of your presence by saying them with the veracity and the understanding that they are, through the living word, realities. Yes, blessed hearts, as you empower your prayers with feeling and divine emotion, we instantly recognize that action manifesting through the throat, heart, and crown and third eye chakras of our disciples. And there is a resolve within us to make those words as physical as possible in your domain. You know this truth, and yet often you settle for less. And you do not always believe the words that you say as living realities with the totality of your heart, mind, and soul.
Okay. And now I'm going to read question number 3. How do we empower our prayers and our decrees with feeling when we're taking part in a broadcast right after a poor night's rest, or having been corrected or yelled at by someone, or we're late to arise in the morning, or feeling guilty about something that you failed to do? Why is it usually more powerful to pray and decree with someone else? I'm calling on Dwyn to answer this, and I have to say that Dwyn has to get up early and do a broadcast pretty often, and she always sounds very cheerful and positive. So, Dwyn, take it away. You have to hit star 6, Dwyn.
Hi.
There you go.
Thank you. Yes, we are vessels for the heavenly beings to work through, and we are co-creators with God. We may require preparing our physical, mental, emotional bodies and consciously feel God's presence in and around us as we invoke the name of the I Am That I Am, the angels, masters, and Elohim to work through their sacred works upon our planet. And as we call these blessed beings forth, knowing the word compels the answer, visualizing perfection, and for God's highest holy will to manifest, we prepare ourselves to be in the right vibration, in peace, love, and trust. And it may require us to check in to see if we are in a vibration consciousness for effective results to manifest. And we can check in and feel, am I feeling hydrated on a physical level, simple basic level of our physical bodies? Do I require movement, as in yoga or energization exercises, meditation, deep breathing? All these help bring balance within our physical body as well as our other bodies. And all these can be helpful in bringing balance for a boost in healing and clarity for the emotional and mental body. I request my Holy Christ self to remind me to call for the violet flame to transmute records coming up so more energy is freed up for God's purposes. So we're working on the physical, mental, emotional, and working with our higher body, our mighty I Am presence, to draw down this light as we are praying and decreeing with others. And, you know, praying and decreeing with others just is such a strong multiplication factor. And the number is squared, so the multiplication factor is powerful as we join together in our decree sessions. And this is why we are so blessed to pray together online or in person daily. So praise God. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwyn. That was great. Yep. And I know that Dwyn has to get up early some mornings, and it's got to be hard. So we'll continue with Archangel Michael.
Sometimes, dearest hearts, we wink at you, knowing that you almost believe in completeness the words that you say. Yet with just a little bit more focus, a little bit more resolve to accept the dynamism of these words as a part of the living Logos, and its reality in your life. The vibrations of heaven may be sent even more instantaneously and powerfully than you can imagine now to create within the earth a flow field that is so amazing and powerful that souls are instantaneously transformed and earth is raised in the light. This is faith. This is belief in the One. And when you have the faith of faith as an arrow in your quiver, then, dearest ones, you can send forth that arrow into any situation and know with a certainty, a complete totality of your awareness yoked to God, that that word is manifest in that moment through the I Am voice, the voice of the I Am spoken through you with love. Oh, how we would raise each of you up day by day and hour by hour to know more of God's presence in your life. Yet you, after these sessions, occasionally enter back into states of awareness less than your true selfhood in God. Except now and forever, dearest ones, that you are a son, a daughter of God, created in the image and likeness of perfection of the Father, Mother of all. That you are validated, valued, appreciated, and cherished by all of the angels of heaven and the ascended masters, the saints robed in white. Know that there is nothing that can distance you from God save your own consciousness, an awareness outside of the circle of oneness. When you realize this truth, then that boost will be there to allow you to make the greater progress in your life that you truly desire. There is human desire and God desire. When you allow your human desire to be subsumed into God desire, the higher realities of your presence, then take over the situation and allow there to be the magic, the mystical, miraculous magic of that moment between you and God as one. Oh, precious ones, I show you now on a screen of light the destiny of the earth, if the light bearers will take part in this cosmic drama with greater devotion, constancy, and focus, and involve themselves day by day and moment by moment in holy prayer, sacrifice, givingness, and love. If the light bearers will collaborate through their higher selves toward the singular purpose of planetary salvation and the enlightenment of every man, woman, and child hereupon, it shall be so, dearest ones.
Okay. Question number 4. I'm going to answer this one. It's, how can we eliminate or decrease our lack of focus, distractions, our unbelief, or our duality challenges, especially regarding regular meditation? What do we do? Well, actually, the answer to all of these questions or concerns is meditation. We have grown up learning how to think of several things at once. Our minds flit from one thing to another, and we're watching our children with their smartphones, and that's a big concern. With their distractions that they have and their constant flitting from one thing to another. When I became a mother, I became an expert at thinking and performing several things at once. I remember standing at the stove, stirring hot oatmeal between moments of brushing my 5-year-old's hair while conversing with my husband in the living room in between listening to my 9-year-old read her written report that she would be turning in at school that day. In the meantime, I was wondering if I would get to my job at the hospital as a psychiatric nurse on time. And I am reminding my husband to remember to pick up my one child after her dental appointment later in the day. When was I going to meditate? And when I did, how would I slow down my mind enough to do it? Or not fall asleep from exhaustion? Now that I'm older and hopefully wiser, I have begun to do better. And here are a few thoughts on some successful meditation, though believe me, I'm not an expert. If you are a busy person and your mind is even busier, it is essential to write out a general schedule every night before bed, or at least first thing in the morning, although before bed usually is more helpful for me. If you do not put meditation someplace in that schedule, you will never do it. You have to write it down daily, just as you write down a dental appointment or an eye exam or a birthday party, and then you stick to that schedule no matter what. If you have down there 8 o'clock in the morning, meditate for 5 minutes, do it. Make sure you see it there. There's an easy short book called How to Meditate by John Novak. It's only 100 pages long, and it has simple, easy ways to meditate that you can adjust to fit your personality and your schedule. Now, when I meditate, I try to think of something uplifting that helps me feel joyful and inspired. There's a new prayer in our prayer book, and I hope you all have a prayer book or that you get one, and it's called, My God, I Am in Love with You. As I read and focus on this prayer and all the ways that God shows His love for me, I'm able to enter a few minutes of meditation with less distraction from the outside world. There are many dissertations on meditation online, and our Heart Center website has a number of guided meditations, and you can pick and choose from those, any one that seems to feel right. There's no one way to do it, and you can do it from 5 to 15 minutes or longer or shorter. Don't get discouraged if you have difficulty at first. If your mind wanders, keep bringing it back. The new prayer I mentioned is 30.030. If you happen to have the prayer book, or if you need a copy of that, let me know and I will send one to you. Another aid to having a victorious life is by the daily practice of asking your I Am Presence what to do. Now, we just decide and we don't ask. I ask, okay, what do you want me to eat today? What should I eat now? What would be the best thing for me to eat right now? Or how should I answer this email from this person that is upset with me for something I said? Or what should I wear today? And you will be amazed at how your higher self may differ from your lower self. So now we will go on with Archangel Michael.
For your voices and your hearts raised in that light do make the difference. And you are living on that razor's edge in this moment, almost on the precipice of the greatest evil manifesting through 5G and AI and other plans of the Dark Ones. Yet you have, through the mobility of your spirit and the understanding of your I Am Presence, all that you require as essential to be victorious with us. Do you accept this truth, dearest hearts?
Yes.
Then let mighty victory come forth with the angel of deliverance and the legions of the fearlessness flame of Rayo Light to encompass the earth in this hour and from now through the elections in the United States and within other nations, there shall be such an upsurge of the dynamism of the Spirit that the light of God impelling mankind within every man, woman, and child to move upward and onward will be such a cosmic reality that they shall see change and cosmic transformation upon the earth. This is my statement in the I Am name of God on behalf of the sons and daughters of this earth. And I, Archangel Michael, state it, aver it, with the cosmic reality of that I Am logoic light. Thank you, blessed hearts, for being here and witnessing this great adventure of the Spirit manifest through you, each of you, as a player in the field of life for the victory of all. Now sing to faith her hymn. And as you do, blessed hearts, she and all legions of light shall fan out from this central point of cosmic radiance to envelop the earth in the grace of God in this hour. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So we did sing to Faith at that time. Faith, by the way, is his twin flame. And earlier he said, have faith in faith. Faith is a great example of having faith. And having faith in faith is a very good thing because she's such an example to us. So what I would like to do now is answer the last question from what Archangel Michael said. And it's, what are the plans of the dark ones? Who are they and how do we deal with what they are doing? What should our attitude be towards them? Well, basically, if we look, listen, and meditate with the masters, we learn that the current plans of the dark ones at this time is to move us into what is called a one-world order, in which a certain group of beings are in control. It will not be a world of the people, for the people, or by the people, any more than China, North Korea, Russia, Laos, or Cuba are today. This is not what the masters of the Universal Great White Brotherhood have in mind for us. The leaders of these countries promised a utopian communist rule by the people. However, what transpired was a nation ruled by corrupt party officials with no rights or civil liberty offered. The theory peddled by leaders was far removed from what really occurred. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but it also says that if we humble ourselves and confess our wrongdoings, he is faithful and just to forgive us and even cleanse us from these unrighteous desires. The average person who acquires a powerful leadership position seems unable to come to God for cleansing and help. Of course, you do read about the miracles that occurred to leaders in the Bible, like King David, when that is exactly what he did. He came to God for help, for forgiveness, and for cleansing, and he had great results. You can find quote after quote by visitors and new citizens of our country that indicate they cannot believe the amount of freedom we have in this country. I personally believe that this is due to the God-inspired Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. When I read how these two great literary creations were brought into existence by men on their knees via the masters and the angels who guided them, I am sometimes brought to tears. You may have read about one of our masters, Godfrey is his name, who was actually once George Washington. And I think we've even played and studied some of his heartstrings in the past. So here are some of the things that we observed in the decade before our current administration that we have to be aware of, that began to bring us in the wrong direction. Quietly and continually, our educational system became indoctrinated with more and more socialistic and communistic tendencies, especially the higher institutions of learning, such as our colleges. Even our public schools began hiring and then leaning towards anti-Christian philosophies. Children got in trouble and were suspended for bringing a Bible to school or wearing a t-shirt that said that seemed to state their philosophy that was not what was acceptable anymore. Our governments were slowly, almost unobservedly, filled with leaders who were admitted into our country and allowed to become citizens without being adequately vetted, and we acquired the highest number of Sharia-believing Islamic employees in the government than ever before. The value of human life in our country has fallen, as you saw in the killing of human babies promoted, even born alive at term. Freedom of speech has disappeared, even in our emails. Let me tell you, I forwarded an email that talked about vaccinations and vaccine by a couple named Ty and Charlene Bollinger that do research on what's really going on with the vaccine industry and what's in our current vaccines. And as I sent this from a private email to another person, I kept getting it back saying undeliverable due to contents. So people are even reading our emails and refusing to forward them. In some cases, at least some of the servers are refusing to forward them. I was dumbfounded. I thought, no, this can't be. So I sent it again. Again, I got the email back. Unacceptable to deliver because of contents. So I emailed the girl, this lady that wanted this information. I emailed her again without that announcement and to find out if her computer was working. Sure enough, it was working, and she answered. She said, oh, yes, there's no problems. Everything's fine. Try it again. So I tried it a third time. The third time again, my email would not go through because I had the website of these people that were telling the truth about vaccine. Now, there's many situations going on right now where we cannot read alternative news that we're used to reading. I sent forward to many people a new movie out called The Plot Against the President. I had just seen it. It had just come out. So I forwarded the website to watch it free because I knew that you had to pay $4.99 to watch it in other places. Well, the people that got it that didn't watch it right away emailed me back and said, sorry, it's not acceptable now. You can't forward that. So this is happening all over with the social media, with Twitter, with Facebook, with YouTube, and Google. So be aware that right now we are losing our freedom of speech. We know that dangerous electromagnetic frequencies have increased via 5G and artificial intelligence, causing more illnesses and decreased immunity. When the whole COVID virus breakout occurred last December, it occurred in a place called Wuhan, which I'm sure you're aware of, in a place that had just been inundated with 5G. And everybody became ill there. And of course, immediately the Chinese stopped telling us what was going on. We did hear from people that got out of that situation that many, many people had died, much worse than what you'll ever hear. We know that the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated the Silicon Valley big tech companies. We know that people are being arrested by not wearing masks, but allowed to demonstrate without them often. And we know that churches are still closed in New York, California, and other areas of the United States. One of our political parties seems to be pushing socialistic and communistic values, and I'm not naming names here. Many more things have quietly happened that we do not have time to discuss, but be aware that socialists and communists often gradually phase out religion, but they worship Big Brother. Originally, in China, the Big Brother was Mao Zedong, and his picture is still plastered all over China, although he died in 1979. They bring down corrupt dictators, but they institute a dictatorship by the dictators who they beat down or take over from. Socialism has never succeeded anywhere, including the Marxism-Leninism of the Soviet Union, the National Socialism of Nazi Germany, the Maoism of Communist China, the Chavez-Maduro Socialism of Venezuela. It has never come close anywhere to Marx's ideal of a classless society. Karl Marx has been wrong about his predictions. He found out that capitalism won't disappear as a result of his industrial revolution. Workers haven't become revolutionaries, but they became capitalists when they had a chance. The middle class did not disappear like he said it would. It has expanded in parts of this planet where they could get away with it. People have come out of poverty in those areas by capitalism, and you can read about that in a wonderful website. Just look up the Heritage Foundation. They will tell you all about this. And places, even now in Africa, where capitalism is occurring again and people are doing well. Socialism denies the existence of human nature. Marx declared that human nature was malleable, not constant. Christian theology, with its idea of a Christ-centered person with a God-given nature, infuriated Karl Marx. The socialist state established by Lenin tried for 7 decades to create an entirely new human being called the Soviet man. In December of 1991, Mikhail Gorbachev gave up trying and dissolved the world's most spectacular failure in human engineering when the Cold War ended and Russia fell. Socialism depends not upon the will of the people, but on the dictatorship of the party to remain in power. There's a book called The God That Failed, the God being communism. 6 famous Western intellectuals described their journey into socialism and their exit when they encountered the gigantic gap between their vision of a socialist utopia and the total dictatorship of the country. They were very disappointed. So what price is socialism or communism? They're very close, and there are definite differences, but we won't go into them. The Chinese philosopher Lin Yutong listed what he called the little terrors that prevailed in China, making children of 12 subject to capital punishment, sending women to work in underground coal mines, harassing workers during their lunchtime with threats of prison if they were late. Chinese defectors tell us of disabled persons simply removed and killed, of defiant citizens being imprisoned and having their organs removed to be sold for a profit, of baby girls simply aborted and destroyed. A Soviet defector said, we lived in a world swarming with invisible eyes and ears. We lived in fear. So given the ignorance of so many of our fellow young Americans, telling the truth about socialism and communism is important. If we do not, people like Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and some of her fellow travelers will fill the vacuum with their rhetoric on socialism. So this is the truth about socialism. It's a pseudo-religion founded in pseudoscience and enforced by political tyranny. It is completely ignorant of the nature of man as created by God. There are a number of reliable medical scientific reports which indicate today that 5G and artificial intelligence, which are being pushed in these communist countries, are very dangerous to the human body and are now infesting or wanting to infest our technology via our technological giants. But the good news is that God is working on removing those aspects of artificial intelligence, 5G, embedded chips, MKUltra, and other harmful technology that is dangerous to mankind. The masters and the angels have told us they are working with us on maintaining our freedoms. And they tell us to let everything we do be done in love, which you will find in also in the 2 Corinthians in the Bible. Mighty Victory said in July 2016, he said, we must aver through the new victorious sense of the light of victory that God can change everything in a flash, in an instant, as we stand before our I Am presence and proclaim that new day and give our fiats, our decrees, even as Barbara will tell you in a few minutes. One of our prayer pages that she will tell you about has a list of 18 fiats you can give to the masters or learn how to give your own, and that is a wonderful freedom we have today. So now we will continue with Mighty Victory.
Did you think, blessed ones, that in any way within your I Am presence there is something less than perfection? No. Therefore, when you require a greater abundant life, enter your presence, for there are God's greatest gifts to your soul, your spirit. And in that field of light, the truth, the way, and the life appear. The way is made plain for you on which to walk. Love is effulgent within your heart, and the all-encompassing presence of God manifests as pure joy, pure light, pure life. If you desire the victory of Ascended Master candidates in the coming election, make your fiats every day to me, and I will move heaven and earth so that the right hearts, the true hearts, are elected into office. Yes, there have been prophecies that someone would be elected and that there would be a decline within this nation if that one were elected. Yet I say this day that you, blessed ones with me, can change prophecy if we aver through the light of victory that God can change everything in a flash, in an instant, through the new victorious sense of a universe fulfilled in love, purposed in victory. Therefore, if you accept a new prophetic way manifesting, a new light arising, and stand before your I Am presence and proclaim that new day manifest through you, and then give your fiats to the universe so that all saints of heaven may hear. And when they hear the roaring of your calls, your affirmations, your fiats, compelling them to act, then the full exposure of the nefarious plots and strategies of the Dark Ones will occur, and the light will arise, and the new day will dawn. Do you accept this reality now, blessed hearts?
Yes. Now I'm going to call on Barbara to answer our last question. What fiats can we say to Victory and other cosmic beings that can help us through the election and any negative election aftermath? What are you using or doing? And so, Barbara, I will let you take care of that.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Donna. This is something that I do regularly. Just make a call, something from the depths of your heart. I mean, we're listening to Mighty Victory. You could say, Mighty Victory, take command of our November 3rd election. Or, Mighty Victory, defend Ascended Master candidates in our upcoming election. You know, and well, I have a big room that all to myself that I is kind of my inner sanctum, so I can be as loud as I want. But you can do stuff like this when you're in your car, when you're alone. I used to go in my closet and shut the door when I didn't have privacy, when we had tons of kids at home and things like that. I would go into my closet and holler. anyway, but you can be creative and make up your own stuff. A really great place to look for fiat suggestions is what Donna was telling about. It's in the Heart Center Decree Book. It is 10.025 is the number of the decree. So you can look that up online on the Prayers and Songs page, or you can look that up in your own decree book, and there's a whole list of great stuff. You can use any master that you feel that you're close to, like Archangel Michael. Protect and defend all victims of human trafficking. Things like that. One of my favorites is a while back, Claire DeLee, well, and Archangel Michael, too, both said, whenever you see chemtrails in the sky, call to me and I will dissolve them. So the last one on this list on 10.025 is clear the air with Claire DeLee, clear the air with Claire DeLee, clear the air with Claire DeLee. And whenever I see one of those telltale streaks across the sky, I immediately do that. And within like 5 minutes, it starts dissolving. It's pretty amazing. I've watched it happen. So be creative in your prayer work and don't be afraid to put a little volume and little oomph in your prayers. It makes a difference, and it also makes you feel good. And the angels respond to that energy of your heart. So that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Barbara. That's great. We'll continue on now with Mighty Victory.
Then I, Mighty Victory, affirm this day that a dispensation has been granted unto me to enter the scene of this planet through that Tuesday in November when the vote shall be cast. And if you do your work with me and the legions of victory, then we shall see the end of the Shemitah manifest as God's will fulfilled in this nation, in that hour. And the new day dawning shall truly be miraculous and victorious. The light is already descending from the great central sun to fulfill this new prophecy of light. And that light is available to each of you as initiates of the sacred fire. Therefore, utilize this dispensation. Choose never to forget to be the nexus of that light and of that release of light. Make it so. Make it so. Make it so. As Picard said, and you as the deliberators of the destiny of this nation and every nation shall smile the smile of victory when all is again in order, harmonious, true to divine purpose, and rich and the effulgent spirit of the I Am That I Am, with the original blueprint of this nation manifesting again through harmonious and virtuous hearts, living in every state and in the state of pure beingness in God. I am victory. God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Can I talk? And now we are going to hear El Moria. He's going to just give a little prayer here. You will see an example of giving fiats as you listen to El Moria.
Of the age of Aquarius, I, El Moria, stand within the capital of this nation. And I say to those in the House and the Senate, do your work. Do your work on behalf of this people. You have no power, those of you who are attempting to interject elements within the bills before you that would be a part of the strategies of darkness. You have no power over this people, their welfare, their abundance, their livelihood. You, who sit in these chambers and dream up all manner of schemes of darkness, especially providing funds for abortion, I call again for the defunding permanently and completely of Planned Parenthood in this hour. They have no power over the wombs of the women of light within this nation, especially the downtrodden, especially those of the African American culture, and the poor and the destitute, and those who see no hope save to murder their own child because they feel they have no recourse based on their economy. Burn through the liar and his lie. Burn through the liar and his lie. Burn through the liar and the lie now. Expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth as it should be revealed day by day, hour by hour. And let the light of God emerge in every domain, and let the butterflies of light emerge from their chrysalis as souls reborn in God. I, El Moria, declare it. I, El Moria, see it. This is a new time. This is a new era. And the phoenix bird will rise again within America as this people overcome this plague of darkness projected by the Nephilim, the godless, the sinister ones. They have no power over you, O soul of light. Therefore, affirm God within your midst. Affirm the I am that I am. Affirm God Almighty is in charge of this planet and her people. Thank you, blessed ones, for living in the eternal now and for being in that will of God daily, hourly, every moment of your lives. God bless you now and forever.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, El Moria, Mighty Victory, and beloved Archangel Michael and Faith. We are so grateful for your encouraging words to us tonight. We pray for blessings upon all who attended this class that will apply some of the wonderful suggestions that these mighty angels and masters have given us tonight, that we'll learn to do the fiats and be faithful in coming before God at this time. We know that many times people were rescued throughout our Bible, our scriptures. When they turned to God, God rescued them every time. So I see that many people are praying also. I would just mention to you all tonight, many people are praying with the White House prayer team. We have a dear friend, Ilona Iris, who is very involved with this and prays regularly and continually for the administration, for all that is occurring on our planet. She and many hundreds and hundreds of other people across our planet are praying. People in other countries are even praying. So we thank you, God, tonight for this. We thank you, beloved masters and angels who are supporting us and helping us, and our I Am presences, which are there waiting for us to call on them. Amen. I'm going to let Philip make another little announcement that has to do with listening to the replay.
Again, like I said, the telephone numbers that are on the back of the letter that you got where the song is, there are four telephone numbers there you can use to call. To access this particular replay, what you'll need to do is dial the extension 2010. That would be should be available by Monday for you to re-listen to this Heart Share class. The other Heart Share class that we've already have uploaded and ready is from September, which is 2009, and also from August, which is extension 2008. We do have the Heart Share classes up on being able to access via the telephone now. So if you dial any one of those four numbers that's on the bottom of the page where the prayer songs is, you will be able to access the recording of the last couple of heart share classes that we have. Thank you.
Again, if you have any questions or forget what you heard just now, just give Barbara or Philip or me a phone call and we will explain it. And I, like I said, we will send out an explanation of this in printing a little bit later. So now I'm going to let Barbara give some announcements, and I invite all of you to stay with us now for our prayer time. And it's also a time when you can share anything that you happen to want to share, ask any questions you would like to ask, and we will do our best to accommodate you. So, Barbara?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to let you know about several upcoming events in the Heart Center. The very next Meru University class will be given on Sunday, November 8th. So that is a week from this coming Sunday. It's by, it's called Himalayas New Blue Lotus Teachings on Perfection, Peace, and Presence. And this is being taught by David Christopher Lewis. If you go onto the Heart Center website and click on that purple banner, it's under courses, upcoming courses, and you'll see where you see it says Himalaya's New Blue Lotus Teachings. You click on that, and then you can read all about the class and can come and attend that online. Then our next Cascading Prayer Vigil begins this Saturday, which is Halloween, starts at 6 p.m. and goes to Sunday at 6 p.m. And since this is a time change this weekend, instead of a 24-hour vigil, we get an extra hour. We got a 25-hour vigil right before the election. So that's great. We'll be broadcasting the very last segment of the vigil from 4 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Sunday from our sanctuary here in Sulphur Springs. So anytime you can tune in Halloween night or during the day on November 1st and participate in the Cascading Vigil, that would be great. The more the merrier. Then we have another, it's called the Heart Friends Wisdom Series. It's on November 22nd with a, I'm not seeing it on the website. Do you know if they're going to still do that one, Donna?
No,
November 22nd.
I haven't heard. I don't know.
Nope.
But if you,
it's not on the list here. That's interesting.
If any of you have computers or smartphones, you can look at the events and broadcast calendar in the center of the webpage, or you can give me a call or Barbara a call if you have any questions.
Right.
Did you see it?
I also wanted to mention that
okay, go ahead and tell.
Our next conference will be held in Tucson, December 17th through 20th. It is our winter solstice conference, and it is the Elohim of the five crystal rays sing a new song. So the cosmic graces come to bless the earth. So I just signed up for this. Mr. Phil and I will be going, and hopefully Donna will be going with us, and we're going to motor to Tucson and be there for this great event and finish 2020 with a bang.
The Meru class Barbara was talking about is about classical music on November 22nd.
Thank you. Yeah. I was looking for that on the and it's taught by Stephen Berkeley. I just didn't see the banner here going by. So anyway, there's always something going on, and if you want to know about it, you can look at, click on events and courses. Those two places are where you can look up and see what is upcoming activities and events that you can participate in by phone or online on the computer. And if you need assistance on any of that stuff, you can call the help desk or call Donna or me, and we'd be glad to assist you in getting on those classes or finding out more about them. Okay. Take it away, Donna.
All right. Now I'm inviting anybody who has a few extra minutes to stay and give us any prayer requests you have. If you know somebody that is really having a rough time, we would be glad to pray.